Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
A pair of high-power boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Bonnie and Ben. Dolls that will talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start. And the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. The holly that will be on your own front door.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. And a Merry Christmas to all of you from us, the Liberty Roundtable Live team. Who is that today? It's only me. Yeah, Lil Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, doing a phenomenal job and always on your radio, but he's out for Christmas. He does a weekly Christmas trip with his family. Good for him. He ought to do that. And Dr. Scott Bradley is still working on his therapy, so he won't be with us today either. Anyway, all kind of things are happening, though. I'll tell you what, Dr. Bradley will be with us on Friday, so we'll look forward to having him, along with Chris Carlson, etc. We've got a week of hard-hitting talk radio, nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen. Christmas coming up. We're excited about that. We've been celebrating it all month, personally. We played a couple of Christmas tunes to kind of get you in the spirit. But all week long, we're going to play Christmas tunes just to really highlight the reason for the season. Ladies and gentlemen, I love Christmas. It's one of my favorite holidays. And I really know that the Savior was born in April. But we celebrate Christmas, and anytime we can celebrate the Savior's birth, an incredible life, and most importantly, resurrection, I'm in. How about you? All right, this is Liberty Roundtable Live for December the 20th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. And yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And we use the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers as one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. You know, people ask me, Sam, why do you say that every single hour, every single show, all the time? It gets old. It gets boring. I'll tell you why. Because you know what? Everybody's looking for a new prescription. Everyone's looking for a new playbook. Everybody's looking for a better mousetrap. Whatever term you want to use to highlight, we're always searching, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. We always think what we need is a new answer, a new plan. We don't need a new answer. We don't need a new plan. That is the deception or misguided view. We don't need a constitutional convention. We don't need what we need is good, honest, educated Americans to understand the simple words I say at the start of every show. All right? Our goal is to promote God, family, and country on your radio. So through the media, right? Okay? To promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. In those six words, God, family, country, life, liberty, property, that is the key to success. How do we do that? In the traditions of our founding fathers. So now you have the Declaration of Independence in front of you. Now you have the Bill of Rights in front of you. You have the supreme law of the land. By the way, did I say that's the supreme law of the land? That's right. We're as proper role of government conscious as anybody. We're as pro-government, that is the limited rightful government, as anybody, right? But now that you got the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence in front of you, if we're about promoting God, now you got the scriptures in front of you, right? See what I'm talking about? Instantly becomes the Federalist Papers and the Anti-Federalist Papers, so you understand the debate that the Founding Fathers had and the conclusions they came to and the compromises they made and why. That's all on one side of the balance scales. On the other side of the balance scales, if you're a true student of history, you reject the French Revolution because it was godless and went nowhere except for failure and destruction and murder, right? Okay, on the other side of the coin also is the Communist Manifesto. You got to go get your Communist Manifesto. You got to go get the 10 planks therein. And you got to say that's the opposite of what we stand for. That's 180 degrees from what we advocate, right? And you put that on your scales. And so now you've got this incredible historical reality about the proper role of governments, about what works, about what doesn't, about liberty, about tyranny. And you understand then biblically that the war in heaven continues on the earth today. All right. And so the reason that I talk so much about this at the start of every program, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans, because I am. You're part of my big radio family. We love you. We want to spend time with you, right? Our goal is to promote news the networks refuse to use. We want to tell the tale like nobody's business. We want to be truthful, candid, open, transparent, consistent, accountable, right? All these things. So we want to use the media to take back America from those who would destroy it. One heart, one mind, one issue at a time, right? We can do this thing. The power of one is incredible. One becomes two, then becomes the few, then becomes many. We can do this thing, right? Anyway, so at the start of every show, the reason we highlight this is it lets you know the date of the program. And it let you, that way you can know when we talked about a given topic. It lets you know if we do a rebroadcast because you hear the date of the show. For example, if it said, welcome to the broadcast, it's December 19th, 2017. You'd say, wow, they're rebroadcasting a show, right? I've literally had professors from big universities attack me and say, why are you airing content from months ago, pretending it's today's content? No, I did no such thing. Don't lie to me now. Stop. I didn't do that. At the start of the broadcast, we announced the date, right? Okay, so we do these things for a reason. We've been taking on the media for over 25 years, ladies and gentlemen, and we know their shenanigans, and we know their scandals, and we know their dishonesty, we know their immorality, okay, and we take them on at every turn. So our goal is to take on the mainstream press like never before, and I'm telling you right now, they're losing credibility every second. We gain credibility every second as well. Anyway, I digress, except to say our goal is to help you understand how to restore the republic and the traditions of our founders. All right, so it is about God first, family second, country third. It is about life. That's the whole purpose of government, is to protect life, preserve liberty, and protect property, or the pursuit of happiness, as the Founding Fathers articulated that, right? All right. And we tell you how. We're going to do it by, we're going to reject revolution, because that goes wrong almost all the time. And sadly, you know what? We're not as moral of a people as our Founding Fathers' generations were. They, to a person, believed in all kinds of things, right? They believed in God. They were close to the soil. They understood, okay, they changed the affairs of the world to point to God as opposed to governments, right? Okay, we're not as moral of a generation. We're all over the map. We can't even agree on whether we should wear masks or not. Now, the interesting thing is whether we should wear masks or not should be left to the individual. And government shouldn't be able to dictate that, right? That's what King George tried to do, and the founders said, Not happening on our watch. All right. But whether you agree that we should wear masks or not, you should agree that people should have the choice to choose. But we have so many people in America today. We're so divided on every front. It's been a planned educational disruption of all that we hold dear for generations now. And now we're reaping the whirlwind where people are so, quote, educated, but yet uninformed about the proper role of limited government, about the principles of liberty, about the things that make America great, that, you know what, we're in trouble. And if we were to get our liberties back tomorrow, all of them, people would throw them away in a heartbeat because they don't understand, they're not educated, they're not caught up on what it really takes to make men free. It is about God, family, and country, see? So we teach you how. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration. That demonstrates our intent to reject violence, to create a plan for civility, to work together, to educate, to patiently advocate for and encourage. And, okay, by long-suffering and patience, we do our work, right? All right, so peaceful restoration, acknowledging that we're the greatest country on the face of the earth, not because we're better than anybody else as a people or an ethnicity or a race or anything like that, but we just realize in America that God is the answer, not government, and that God is the author of our liberty. And when we turn to God, we receive incredible blessings. We're talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We're not debating the keys to theology, if my Christian views are different than yours or whether you're Christian or not at all. We realize that these fundamental principles in the Ten Commandments, these fundamental principles in the Bill of Rights, in the Declaration of Independence, in the supreme law of our land, the Constitution, these principles are what make us great. And by the way, if we reject these principles and another country embraces these principles, that other country will be great and we will fail. You got it? So it's not a racial or an ethnicity statement, or it's a when people obey the principles that make men free, the principles of liberty that God has put forth, then we succeed. And when we don't, we're in serious trouble. That's the message. And so we don't need to build a better mousetrap. We don't need to build something. What we need to do is stick with the time-tested truths that make America great and stick to the principles about God, family, country. So we teach you how, and we highlight the importance of the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers. That's one of the grand keys as well. So every start of the broadcast, we highlight the solutions, because this is Liberty Roundtable Live, Solutions Radio.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
All right, Sam Bushman back with you live. Merry Christmas to all of you from us. We're going to be celebrating Christmas all week long, baby. One of my favorite holidays for good reason, because it is about God, family, and country. Yeah, and we focus on that so much because that's where the solutions lie, ladies and gentlemen. Let me give you some examples. On Saturday, we had an incredible broadcast. We talked about Southwest Airlines CEO Gary Kelly. tested positive for the coronavirus. Sad but true. After appearing at a Senate hearing with other airline CEOs and industry officials, and he's 66, by the way, he, believe it or not, was fully vaccinated, whatever that means. The definition is changing, as you know, because, hey, they say he's fully vaccinated, and he's already even received a booster shot and is resting at home now, Southwest said. So I find that interesting. The Southwest Airlines CEO already has a breakthrough infection. We'll tell you a lot about a lot of people that have breakthrough infections. They're acting like it's a rarity, but they lie, and we're catching them at their lie every day as more and more people who are fully vaccinated. That means now the definition is changing. It used to be you'd have two shots if it was the others, one shot if it was Johnson & Johnson. Now they're saying, no, fully vaccinated means you got to have a booster. Later, fully vaccinated will be changed. The definition will be changed to if you've had your vaccination in the last 6 months, 3 months, whatever they decide the cadence of their failure needs to be, then they'll continue to, change the definition to match the failures of the vaccines. So, you know, if you have to get a vaccine every month, my golly, then you got to. Maybe an extreme example, but I'm making the point. Get it? Anyway, we had our guest on, Eric Moutsos. He's a former police officer, but he got fired because they wanted him to promote the gay and lesbian agenda. They wanted him to ride on his motorcycle in front of the parade as if he supported that agenda. And he said, no, I won't do it. He then continued and said, but I will protect them as a police officer. I'll be on the sidelines and I'll do my job and I'll drive around and make sure that everybody's, you know, minding their P's and Q's, that it's a safe crowd, not an unruly crowd, and that everybody obeys the laws. And you know what? I'll do that. I'll protect them like I would anybody else, but I won't ride in front of the parade like I agree with it. They fired him. 7 years later, now he's telling the tale of liberty. He travels the country sharing about God, family, and country, mobilizing communities to protect our constitutional freedoms. EricMoutsos.com if you want to learn more about what he does. He also created a documentary, so he's a filmmaker now as well. Non-Essential is the name of the documentary. He also created a book called Dispatched, Conscience or Conformity, the real-life best-selling true story. We also talked about his Utah business revival. And he has a business now called Freedom Blends, where he's involved in herbs and stuff like that. So that's pretty cool. And Eric talks about this simple reality-based principle that goes, I mean, Eric's stuff goes along so well with the stuff that I've been talking about for a long time. I mean, he's certainly a like-minded American, big time. But here's what is on his website. The devil divides and God gathers. Amen to that, right? Darkness or light? This is the battle we are facing. Darkness leads to darkness, and light leads to more light. It's an eternal principle, and it will be a true principle throughout all eternity. Amen to that truth. Eric's right as rain. The devil divides, and God gathers. So when you think about Fauci and all these people, what are they doing now? They're dividing you, folks. Masks or not. Vaccines or not. Force people or not. Right? God brings people together. He says, meet together oft, fast and pray in my name. For where a people who gather in my name are, I am also. That's what God says. He doesn't say panic and run away and hire and fear. And he doesn't do all that. Fear or faith, which are you going to have in your life and in your heart, ladies and gentlemen? Anyway, the second hour, the interview with Eric Moutsos continued. And we talked about climate change. It's called Threat to U.S. Economy. The Financial Stability Oversight Council issued a warning. They call it a formal warning on the economic damage that global warming could inflict. You see this fear going on? They don't know that it's going to inflict this damage. They just say that could inflict. They don't know that we're going to have an Omicron meltdown in America, but they're sure predicting one. They didn't know when they flattened the curve for 10 days, 14 days, whatever it was, how bad it was going to get. But they sure put the panic and fear that everyone was going to die. Fauci was running around saying millions will die. Millions. And I'm not happy about the death toll. It's like 800,000 if you really believe the numbers. But the truth is, folks, we're 2 years later and it hasn't even hit a million. And they were telling you that, man, millions were going to be dead. Well, how many of those 800,000 are really COVID deaths versus the elderly passing away, either from the COVID or for other reasons. And, you know, if an elderly person would live a year longer without the COVID and die, we wouldn't think much of it, right? If they had pneumonia and died, if they got the flu and died, we wouldn't think too much of it. We'd just be like, that's what happens when you're elderly. And now it's a COVID death, see? Putting alarm and panic and the fear into the people's hearts and minds. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that these lives don't matter. They absolutely matter. But to blame it all on the COVID and whip up fear is a dishonest, immoral agenda that divides, that conquers, that destroys, that attacks, that abuses, that manipulates, right? That's the problem that I have with it all. Utah teacher goes undiabolically unhinged on an incredible rant. Utah liberal activist teacher makes political threat. EricMoutsos.com. Utah teacher got fired after politically charged speech. So here's what happened. A teacher went off and attacked the kids and the parents and all kinds of stuff. All the liberal talking points. Global warming, you know, whatever. And then Eric Moutsos got a hold of the video and made it go viral. And the teacher eventually got fired from the backlash. And they were mad at Eric for telling the tale. Shooting the messenger, so to speak, on this. Insane. We talked about that. Omicron called biggest threat to world health. Biden warns of winter and illness of death for the unvaccinated. Well, he's not taking sides, is he? See the divide tactic? A winter of death for the unvaccinated. Well, just so you know, the vaccinated are getting the Omicron variant just as much as the unvaccinated. Well, they say, well, don't worry, Sam. That means you have less bad symptoms if you have the vaccine. We don't even know that either. As far as we know, the vaccine might be spreading the latest version. We don't know, right? They don't know enough about it. They blatantly admit they don't know enough about it. Now, I'm not here to say that the vaccine is spreading it. I don't know that either. What I'm telling you is they're going on with a lot of things they suppose that they don't know. First, they said 10 days to 14 weeks to flatten the curve. 2 years later, they're planning to shut down. And what they say then is, well, we didn't know that this would morph, that this would, you know, create so many variants, that the variants would be so deadly. We didn't. Yeah, you did. You lied and said we were all going to die. And then when it didn't happen, you backed off, and then you created vaccines that didn't work, and then you went dose one, then you went dose two, now you're at dose booster. Some of the CEOs of the vaccine companies are saying, hey, you might have to have multiple doses, and now Anthony Fauci and everybody else is saying, you'll never be able to get on a plane without a mask going forward. You got to have vaccines going forward. The definition is going to change of what fully vaccinated means. Okay, they don't know either. So when they tell you things and they act like they're following the science, they are doing no such thing. All right. Anyway, it's a big old lie. Just thought I'd tell you that. We also talked about, it's called NYDIG. And NYDIG is a Bitcoin company backed by Wall Street. So to all you folks that thought the Bitcoin was going to get you away from Wall Street, was going to get you away from the big banks, was going to get you away from governments, you've been deceived and I warned you. But it's called NYDIG. And it's a Bitcoin company backed by Wall Street. It raises $1 billion. What is it? Well, it's an organization, NYDIG, that lets big banks and everybody else hold digital coin, hold Bitcoin, but not really have on their balance sheet that they're investing in Bitcoin. They're involved in NYDIG, don't you know? So they're playing games, but they're in a way backdooring their involvement in digital currency, fiat currency, cryptocurrency, whatever words you want to use to describe it. And I've warned you, don't dip your toe in the crypto. People are getting ripped off more and more and more and more as time goes on. We finished up with Eric Moutsos with an incredible, poignant discussion point. I'll bring up right after the break, but it has to do with your loved ones. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Now that Senate Democrat Joe Manchin says he will not vote for the legislation, it looks like Democrats are not going to be able to overcome Republican opposition in the Senate to pass President Biden's roughly $2 trillion Build Back Better bill. Tom Cotton, the U.S. Senator from Arkansas, says...
At a time when we have almost $30 trillion in debt, this bill would add $5 trillion to it. We have the worst inflation in 40 years. This bill would add fuel to the fire of inflation.
The Republican Cotton speaking there on Fox News Sunday night in America. President Biden's Build Back Better agenda would focus on issues from health care to education, climate change, and tax laws. The NHL and Players Association announcing cross-border games are now being postponed for the upcoming week because of rising COVID cases. And this is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98. Queen and king size slightly higher, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
The DEA administrator believes social media companies need to do more to fight drug trafficking, as Ann Milgram was discussing the severity of the opioid crisis, saying drug cartels are using social media platforms to get deadly drugs into Americans' hands with one click. She said on CBS's Face the Nation, companies like TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook should go after such illegal activity. She also encouraged parents to have conversations with their children about the dangers of drugs like fentanyl. With his son Charlie by his side, Tiger Woods making a quietly strong comeback to competitive golf, the pair finishing second in the PNC Championship in Florida over the weekend. The event, which partnered champions with family members, was won by John Daly and his son. But it was Tiger Woods' first event since he was seriously injured in a car wreck near Los Angeles last February. And this is USA Radio News.
Buddy, Santa Claus is coming to town, and the serial habitual liar, good old whacked out Anthony Fauci, he says that Santa Claus is vaccinated, fully vaccinated, so don't worry, Santa's okay. He's on his sleigh, and he's on his way. Well, that's a big old flat out lie, ladies and gentlemen. Santa's not vaccinated. In fact, if you want to get technical, Santa might be vaccinated, and he might not be. Right? Who knows? You'd have to ask him. Well, if you ask me, I'm not vaccinated, ladies and gentlemen. So what do you say to that, Anthony? You're a liar. And you could say, well, Sam, come on. It's just tongue in cheek. I know it is. I understand the Santa deal. You know, should you lie to your kids and say there's this fat old dude that runs around on a sleigh pulled by reindeer that delivers all the presents in one night? Should you lie to your kids and tell them that? Or should you tell the truth that Santa's really, you know, who Santa really is, right? Now, what do? You know, it's just a little white lie, Sam. But one lie leads to another lie, doesn't it? So now that you got Santa Claus, and you got the lie, now you got to go ahead and say, all right, well, we got to tell another lie. He's fully vaccinated, see? Yeah, he got his shots just the other day. You know, I saw him down there at Walmart getting his shots and everything like that. Come on now, people. All I'm telling you is it's very interesting. So Fauci really saying that Santa's all vaccinated up. Deceiving people. Deceiving kids. What a shame. Santa is not vaccinated in my world. I'm telling you that right now. Anyway, I digress, but I thought that Santa song should bring that up. Back to the issue at hand. I'm in a recap of Saturday's radio broadcast with Eric Moutsos, our incredible guest. Eric Moutsos, M-O-U-T-S-O-S, ericmoutsos.com is his website. And we talked about the importance of God, family, and country. We talked about the importance of obeying your conscience. Each one of us has the light of Christ, our conscience, folks. And if you shut it down and ignore it, it will get less and less and less noticeable in your life. You'll have less light, if you will. But if you follow the light of Christ, pay attention to your conscience, give it heed, pay attention to it, listen and obey, it grows within you, ladies and gentlemen. Well, anyway, there's a Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints apostle by the name of Jeffrey R. Holland, who made a very interesting statement that I want to reiterate with you. In the Mormon Church, or the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, we consider everybody to be brothers and sisters. We're all God's children, if you will. By nature, then, we're brothers and sisters, right? So he says this in this incredible, interesting quote. Brothers and sisters, do not take for granted the personal friendships and associations you enjoy in your life. The time will come when you won't have immediate association with each other. God expects us to lean on each other and love one another. Now, think about that quote, okay? Don't take for granted your personal relationships. The time will come and you won't have immediate association with them. Now, I don't know exactly what that means. I don't know if it means that the coronavirus will get so bad that we'll all be locked down even more so and for longer and more totally than before. I don't know. But I'm telling you, it's an interesting statement about realizing that people matter. All right? It reminds me of one of my favorite Christmas movies called Christmas Angel, where this old man befriends a neighbor. And this girl, this neighbor, lives alone. And anyway, bottom line is this Nick guy in the movie, he's kind to her and helps, kind of takes care of her, and he gives her a dog for Christmas. Because she's alone, right? He's a good dude, and he eventually gets to know this girl, and she works for him. And he does a bunch of wonderful things during the Christmas season, and she helps him. But along the way, one of the statements that the old man Nick makes, the wise businessman, you know, he owns a lot. He's very, 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 very wealthy. And he talks about how he used to be driven by the almighty dollar. And he'd buy up real estate, and he'd, you know, be very cutthroat, and he was good at making money. And but he lost everything that was important to him, his wife and all these different things. And he eventually came to his senses and realized how important life really is and how fleeting life can be. And he discovers the real secret to life, which is service and kindness and love and duty to God and to those around you. And anyway, he discovers this incredible, and one of the statements that he makes is he ends up talking to the girlfriend, the boyfriend of this girl that he befriends. He's talking to him, and he talks about it. He says, listen, I don't invest in people. I mean, I don't invest in real estate. I believe people are more important. I invest in people, not real estate. People, not things. And it's a very poignant statement in the film. The films that I like, ladies and gentlemen, have to do with God, family, and country. The films that I like have to do with life, liberty, and property. The films that I like have to do with love, service, friendship, kindness, solutions. Right? I digress, except I wanted to tell you about that Christmas movie. It's called Christmas Angel. It's very good. And it highlights, you know, what we ought to be doing with our time for Christmas. What we ought to be doing with our, I don't know what you want to call it, finances, our wherewithal for Christmas. Big or small, we can make a difference, right? It reminds me of another Christmas movie that I like so well. It's called The Ultimate Gift. And The Ultimate Gift is an incredible movie. And it values things such as hard work, service, love, thinking of others instead of yourself, selflessness. In that movie, one of the interesting things is the grandpa, who's dead, tells the son, grandson. And you say, wait a minute, Sam, you just said he was dead. How is he telling the grandson something? Well, he taped himself on video before he passed away. And he guides his grandson through this process that helps his grandson become the best that he can be, is, I guess, the best way to describe it. So in a way, this grandpa's speaking from the dead through video that was pre-recorded. And one of the things that the grandpa says to the grandson is, I need you to find a real friend. And the son's a little brat, and everything that he's got was big, you know, money, and money was driving everything, and everybody hung around him was just, hey, benefiting from his money. And so the grandpa takes away all of his money, every bit of it, virtually homeless. And the idea is you got to go find a friend. And long story short, he does. He finds a friend. Eventually he finds a girl that he falls in love with. It's a great story in that regard. But these principles along the way that he discovers from his grandpa about hard work, about true friends, about serving other people. And he goes through these series of tests in The Ultimate Gift, and he learns and he grows and he fights back against it quite a bit too. You know, it's a hard learning curve. He has to unlearn all that he thinks he knows so that he can learn the real fundamental truths. Anyway, he learns a lot about his father who passed away. He learns a lot about his grandfather. He learns a lot about, and he becomes a real man, a selfless man, a man who considers others before he considers himself, a man who realizes that God gives us money and physical items really so that we can bless others. There's nothing wrong with having a nice life along the way. But really, your finances, your money, your wealth, or what is designed to bless the lives of others. That's what it's for. That's what God gave it to you for. Can you be a servant with great stewardship and manage it wisely, realizing that your funds and all that God has given you is sacred? That's the real question kind of before. So anyway, The Ultimate Gift, a great movie about that. A Christmas Angel, a great movie about these topics that I'm talking about. And in both of them, what's the center of the discussion isn't money, isn't all these lessons, although I love all those things along the way about hard work, about forgiveness, about service, about understanding that we should invest not in things or real estate, but in people, because people are all that really matter at the end of the day. All those things are wonderful, but it's really, both of these movies are about love. All kinds of love. You see, love is a multi-definitional word, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? The Savior asked Peter 3 times, do you love me? He wasn't talking about a romantic love in those examples, right? Well, so there's 4 kinds of love at the least that we know of. The 3 that the Savior asked of Peter. And the 4th one, the romantic love. Love is at the center of it all, and love should be at the center of Christmas. You are listening to Sam Bushman, and this is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live radio talk show.
For decades, leftists, liberals, socialists, and feminists have been screaming and crying, my body, my choice, in order to justify the premeditated murder of innocent children in the womb. However, this is a fallacious argument, since science has proven and demonstrated that the baby has a separate set of DNA from the mother. If it's not your DNA, it's not your body. That is science, and you should trust the science. Remarkably, the same people who have been claiming my body, my choice for decades now want to force you to inject foreign substances into your body against your will. Obviously, they never cared about my body, my choice. They just wanted to control you and have permission to kill babies. I am Ammon Bundy, and when you elect me governor of Idaho, I will sign an executive order on day one of my governorship prohibiting abortion in the state of Idaho. Because premeditated murder of the innocent should never be legal anywhere in the world, especially Idaho.
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. Hard-hitting talk always at your fingertips. You say, what a minute, what are you talking about, Sam? Hard-hitting talk? You're talking about Christmas movies, man. You're talking about cheesy chick flick kind of Christmas movies, man. What are you, hard-hitting? Come on now, buddy. I say it's hard-hitting, and I'm going to tell you why. It's hard-hitting because these principles that our founding fathers understood, that some of the greatest men in the history of the world understood about God, family, and country, that's what we're highlighting today. And somehow those things have become out of vogue, whatever you want to call it, today. They've either become forgotten or ridiculed or mocked, right? I'm telling you right now, we're going to bring them back, baby. That's hard-hitting because it takes a real man to be humble enough to be a gentle warrior. Right? To really stand up for these things and to point them out. Real men cry, folks. They don't often just cry because they feel bad. They just grit their teeth and suck it up when that happens. They usually don't cry when they get hurt. Sometimes they do when the pain's real bad, but for the most part, we don't cry when we get hurt. We cry about sacred things of God. We cry about sacred things of family. We cry about these things that are important, right? That's what we cry about, okay? Because that's what real men do. That's what real men focus on and do, ladies and gentlemen, all right? Anyway, so I highlight two of my favorite Christmas movies. The Ultimate Gift, 2006. Christmas Angel, 2009. All right, great, great Christmas movies teaching incredible principles about America. All right, now, there's a new study that came out that I want to highlight as well, and this is what I'm talking about. You know, former generations in this country understood the fundamental principles of God, family, and country. Okay, they knew that God, rather than government, was the source of their power, their authority, their safety, their blessings, their protections. They knew that God was the author of their liberty, and they fought for that, stood for that. And America has become a beacon on a hill with that reality highlighted and focused on and understood as a sacred principle. And other nations have looked to America for that light, for that guidance, for that clarity, right? We've lost a lot of that mojo in modern times. I agree. Sad to say. We haven't lost it all. We're still the greatest country on the face of the earth. But our whole goal on your radio is to bring that back, to make popular that which is good and make unpopular that which is evil and wrong, and to highlight the difference, right? And that's why I highlight these two incredible favorite Christmas movies, The Ultimate Gift and Christmas Angel. But there's a new study out that, you know, brings back. I don't know why they're doing studies on this. They could have just asked me, and I would have told them. But they do studies because they want to know the truth. And the truth, in my opinion, comes forth every time. Something we've known forever and that we've lost sight of comes back with this study. Here it is. If you and your spouse have children prior to marriage, you're twice as likely to get divorced. Now, let's dig into this a little bit. Premarital parenthood was associated with lower marital satisfaction. Now, I know most of us would go, well, no, duh. Sam, come on. I get it. No, duh. I agree. That's why I kind of say all they had to do is ask me or ask you, because we all know this, rather than do a big old study. But my whole point of this is the study now proves what we've been saying all along. Well, I hate to say I told you so, but we've been right again. Those people who said it didn't matter, that living together and whatever, no big deal. You got to try out your partner before you marry him to make sure that, you know. Okay, this is a lie, ladies and gentlemen. What you need to do is keep the commandments of Almighty God. Now, what I find fascinating is they don't really bring up God in this study at all. They do highlight the truth, and I commend them for that, but you got to bring up God. So think about this. If you and your spouse, so I guess you're married now, had kids prior to marriage, you're twice as likely to get divorced. So that's a pretty damning indictment. But they don't back into the discussion, right? So obviously, if you've had children before you got married, then you were, what, involved sexually? You were invoking the procreative powers that God Almighty gave us? To be used only in a legal and lawful marriage scenario, right? Okay, that's the problem. So they don't go into this. But see, to me, it's one thing to say if you've had kids before you get married, then it doesn't go well. But if you were involved physically, sexually together before your marriage, it doesn't go as well either. The more you were involved, the less well it'll go. So if you live together before you're married, you know what? They can back into studies, but write it down, you studying fools. And I say studying fools because they're spending a lot of money to find out what God's already told us, what we already know. And now they're trying to double down and say this, but not tie it to God. Okay, you can't do that. Yes, look, it's very clear. God says don't be involved sexually until you're married. And then only be involved with the one that you marry. Have fidelity. Right? All right, I bring this up because whether you have children or not, if you're involved physically too much before you're married, your chances are less that you'll stay married. I'm not saying people can't repent or change or make mistakes. They can, and you can turn to God and he'll forgive you. I get that. I agree with that. But I'm telling you, this study says if you and your spouse have had kids prior to marriage, you're twice as likely to get divorced. Your marital satisfaction goes down. Well, to me, that's pretty obvious, right? But I bring all this up because it's amazing that they don't mention God at all. And they don't mention the solutions at all. The solutions are to obey God's laws. If you've made mistakes before marriage, hey, you can turn to God and overcome them. I'm not at all preaching a you're doomed scenario. I'm just merely telling you that it's amazing to me that they have this big old study. They came to the same conclusion God's teaching us, but they don't give God the credit. They just, wow, we did this big old study and we're discovering this new information from our study. No, you're not. You guys are just doubling down and trying to figure out the arm of flesh understanding of what God's already told us, right? I mean, it's a truism that they've discovered in this study. That, hey, the more physically you're involved and the more you live together and do these things, the worse it is in your life. They say less marital satisfaction. You're twice as likely to get divorced. Yeah, because you have less personal satisfaction. Okay, see, when you obey God's laws, you have faith. and hope and true happiness called joy. When you don't obey God's laws, then misery and despair and discouragement and anger and frustration and dissatisfaction become your lot. Okay, that's clear. And I'm glad they did this study and they came to the right conclusion on the study, but you know what? God has told us this forever. Okay, marriage between a man and a woman is ordained of God. And parents have a fidelity to one another, not only sexually, but in every way, to take care of each other, to love each other, to be kind to one another, to respect and to care for one another. All right? That's clear. That's important. That's real. That's true, right? It is about the family, the fundamental unit of our society, right? All right, anyway, they have that study. Well, I got another article. I don't know how to bring this up because it kind of shocks me that we just go from one failure to another failure in America and around the world, always searching for the truth but never coming to the truth. Why? Because we don't look in the right spots for solutions. That's why. You say, what are you talking about, Sam? Well, I'm going to have to go into the next hour to explain it all. But there's a study that says if you and your spouse have kids prior to marriage, you're twice as likely to divorce. Well, that's true. It also means that, A, if you're involved sexually and if you cohabit, then you're less likely to have satisfaction in your marriage. And you're more likely to die. To divorce. But the next article that I have is a companion article, in my opinion. And it says this, and this is why I said the word die a second ago. Homicide is the leading cause of death during pregnancy. These women are more likely to be killed. Wow. That's what I'm talking about, folks. We're going to get into this next hour a little bit. All right? Homicide is a leading cause of death during pregnancy. These women are more likely to be killed. Who are we talking about? Can you guess from the study that I highlighted? All right, this article is in USA Today, folks. Okay? And again, I don't really see them mentioning God in the study. But they talked about the alarming rates reflect a grave nationwide public health concern, experts say. Amen. I agree. But why are they not talking about the real solutions then? That's what I'll do on your radio next hour. I'll talk about this concern, this truism. We do have these alarming rates, but why don't they come to the right conclusions? Because they don't want to talk about God. That's the problem. You're not going to solve this, my fellow Americans, if you ignore God or leave him out of the discussion. Not going to happen. Do you understand me? I don't mean to be offensive, but I got to lay it out. Got to tell the truth. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live. I'm calling it hard-hitting talk radio. Why? Because these fundamental truths are hard for people to take. It goes against the grain of the world, doesn't it? It goes against mainstream press and society. But I must stand up for the principles. That's who we are at Liberty Roundtable Live. That's what we do. Because we believe in solutions. It is all about God, family, and country. We are about protecting life, liberty, and property. This is Solutions Radio. Merry Christmas. Hour one in the can. Hour two coming up. LibertyRoundtable.com. Spread the word. Donate today, please. And we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.